اللهم صل على الحبيب محمد يا رب صل عليه وسلم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Excuse me, عفوا. بسم الله الذي لا إله سواه والحمد لله حمدا أبدا سرمدا حمدا يليق بجماله وجلاله وكماله في جماله وجلاله حمدا يليق بجزيل نعمائه والصلاة والسلام على أشرف وأكمل أنبيائه سيدنا ومولانا محمد الصادق الأمين الرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين وأصحابه الغر الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم آمين. Once upon a time, we were not here. Once upon a time, you know, we were in Jannah. In the genomes of our father, Adam alayhi salam, and Ummuna Hawa alayhi salam. The human being was an insan. And in Jannah, the human being was in the divine nearness and presence and company. The divine, with all of that, what that implies of infinite beauty, an infinite perfection and majesty beyond any visualization. And that state of being in that hal, as an insan, is called uns. And an insan was in uns. Ins was in uns. And that uns is that internal, out of this world, soothing, gentle feeling in the heart that is different than that feeling one has when is one pleased after eating or drinking or playing or reading a book or solving a problem. We all have different feelings of elation and satisfaction and pleasure when we accomplish certain things, when we indulge in certain desires. But this uns of having that shu'ur, that feeling in the qalb, as a soothing, gentle, out of this world kind feeling that one never has enough of, never, that makes us an insan, an ins, a human being. And when we are stripped from that, when we are devoid of that uns, and therefore we kind of lose our ins nature. So what makes the human being an ins, an ins, an insan, not only the way we talk about it biologically, the way we look different from apes and from mosquitoes, but that thing called uns, the true human being. But once we lose that uns, we kind of lose our true human nature. And that's why in this world, in this dunya, it's a quest, it's a journey, So to regain our uns with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reclaim our original natural insaniya, insiya, uns. And a person on this earth can be in uns at the level that this world would permit by the grace of Allah, or not in uns. When we are not in uns, we are in wahsha. And wahsha derives from the word wahsh. And wahsh means a wild beast. When I'm alone, I am either in uns or in wahsha. If I am in uns, I have a glimpse of my, at least a glimpse of my true humanity, insaniya. And I am, in that sense, feeling nearer to Allah. When my himma has been raised nearer to Allah Azza wa Jal, when my internal resolve is connected with Allah and His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I feel uns when I am alone. But if I feel wahsha when I am alone, it is on account of something happening inside of me, in my nafs, that makes me very restless and uncomfortable and even afraid and maybe anxious and more. The word wahsh, as we said, it means a wild beast, a predator. So I am in wahsha when I am alone. And when I am alone, I am with me. And when I am in wahsha, that means I'm afraid of me. The wahsh inside of me. The wild beast, the predator inside of me. So that makes me restless. And I can't be alone in an empty room. Because what's inside of me is a confluence and a combination of many different energies and noises inside of me that are not from the kind that is Rabbani, that is divine, that is born out of a feeling of awareness of the divine, that is born out of a resolve of a himma for the divine. And I am inside too conscious and too aware and too connected to noise of this world, of this lower world, the worries, the concerns, the thoughts, the feelings I accumulated during my day and my years of being attached and connected to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way I use my eyes, every time I use my eyes, and how often have I used my eyes since I was born? And I've been using my eyes, and my eyes are not still. They receive, and I use them to receive data and signals and signs and information and noise. Noise is all that which is not desirable for the message I want to receive. It's noise. So my eyes receive information, and wherever I use my eyes, whatever I look at, that is stored inside of me. I use my ears to hear and to listen to what? And I've been using them since I was born. And I use my ears daily at this moment and all the time, again, yes, to acquire information, to receive sounds and news and words, sounds, energy, information. And I store that inside of me, whether I like it or not. My ears are not still. They're allowed to move, to be in movement, in haraka, not in sukoon, not in one focus, but allowed to receive all sorts, positive and negative energies, and they are stored inside of me. The way I use my tongue, what words I speak, what meanings I convey, how often I do that, excessive words or moderately speaking words. The way I use my tongue is another means by which I store energy inside of me. And then the way I use my hands and the way I use my legs, yes, and the way I feel with my skin and where I go and how often I move, all of that is energy stored inside of me. And now you imagine what that will do to my nafs. Every time I use these senses, I am bound to store so much, which frequently will come to haunt me in my dreams, in my sleep, and in my wakefulness. That uns that I had at home, in our original home, as an ins, as an insan, is gradually lost by the use of my senses in receiving and absorbing all types of signals that will cause startups inside of me that have consequences such as either quietude, tranquility, rarely, or anxiety and restlessness and fear and depression and anger and other ailments. I need to be still. I need my eyes to be still, my ears to be still, my tongue to be still, my hands to be still, my legs to be still, and other senses of mine to be still in order to control what goes inside of my nafs, that will lead a nafs to be either disturbed and restless and in haraka, nafsani haraka, nafsani motion, or that lead the nafs to be in stillness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requested from us and willed from us and gave us the gift, for example, of salah. And in salah, that's an opportunity to learn to be still. It's an opportunity to learn to be still, and we must learn to be still. First in salah. And here we are in salah, and even in salah, one says Allahu Akbar, all that which was stored through the eyes and ears and tongue and worldly actions and activities stored inside of the nafs, sometimes shaitan triggers it and then it plays back while I am in salah. And in salah, I am not internally still. My nafs is not still. My heart is not still. They are in turbulence, in fight. One day, Sayyiduna, one of the great tabi'een, rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibn al-Musayyib, sometimes it is said that it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a maqtu' hadith and a marfu' hadith with some textual criticism. A man was in salah, but he was moving his hands like many of us do, doing this to the beard. And he pointed out to him and said to those around him, لو سكن قلب هذا أو لو خشع قلب هذا لخشعت جوارحه. If the heart of this person was still, his limbs would be still. If the heart were still, if the nafs were still, the limbs, at least in salah, would be still. When we enter salah, we are intended to be still so that we reflect that into the stillness of our hearts and souls and selves. And every motion we do in salah is improper. Every motion of our heads, of our eyes, of our hands is highly improper. Were it not for the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, He would have said your salah is batil. But out of His grace, He still accepts that, but that's not a good enough salah. When I'm not still. When I am in salah and I move even my eyes, my gaze to the right or to the left, instead of when the qalb is not in focus, then it is said in hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in accordance to that motion, that lack of stillness, when we move our gaze, He would say subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ يَا عَبْدِي إِلَىٰ خَيْرٍ مِنِّي. Where to, my servant, somewhere better than me? Subhanallah, why turn the gaze? Why move the eyes? To do what? To look at the akwan, at the created things. Subhanallah, I am standing spiritually in front of Him and I'm still attached to other than Him, the created realm. Where to? Somewhere better than me? Why do you use your eyes to look towards that which keep you distant from me? Why do you use your ears to listen to sounds and words that do not keep you closer to me? Why do you use your tongues freely to keep you away from me? Why do you go places where it takes you away from me? Why with your heart and your mind you navigate in fields and in realms of the created world to keep you away from me? Why don't you learn to be still, to find me? If I want to listen in a forest to the sounds of nature, and there are so many of them, and you walk in still nature, if you want to hear the sounds of nature, you have to stop. If you ever did that, you have to stop, because even in walking you make noise. In speaking, in talking, you produce noise. And you will miss on hearing so many beautiful sounds that are there also to produce so many beautiful feelings. And until you stop and you disengage from allowing your ears and your eyes to see things, only and only then you will be able to hear sounds you could never hear before. Until you disengage from all that input. Yabna Adam tafarrag, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Yabna Adam tafarrag li'ibadati amla sadraka ghina. O child of Adam, says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith Qudsi, that God, Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith Qudsi, O child of Adam, tafarrag, empty yourself. Empty yourself. Liberate yourself. Remove the noise inside of you. Remove the noise inside of you so that you are able to receive me. I fill, if you empty yourself, I shall fill up your heart with richness. I shall fill up your heart with richness. But you have to remove. You have to remove. Learn to be still. Learn to spend moments alone to develop that stillness and to develop that uns billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to remove gradually the wahsh inside of us to build up the ins and reclaim the ins inside of us. Learn to sit first, or to be in salah motionless. No movements of hand and of legs, of eyes. And the intent behind which is to keep my heart, your heart, in stillness, focused, or at least learning to focus on Him, Azza wa Jal. An awareness of Him inside of me, that He is and that He watches inside of me. That's a sort of muraqabah. Uraqibu. مراقبة الله قلبي. I am watchful. I learn to be watchful of the fact that is the watchfulness of Allah inside of my heart. To be aware of that. And if I don't learn to be still and to disengage with my senses, my limbs, and my eyes, and my ears, and my tongue, if I don't learn to disengage from other sources that will feed my nafs and will stir up my nafs, if I don't learn to do that, I will never taste uns. And to do that, not to be still, usually, unless it is a child and a sabi, وَالصَّبِيُّ لَهُ صَبْوَتُهُ وَصَبَابَتُهُ. Unless one is a child and a young person, too young, that person is meant to move. It has sababa and insibab. That's a child, and a child is not held responsible for feelings and thoughts and emotions and movement. Let us not be like our children. Let us not compete with our children in who moves, in about who moves more. Your children are meant to be that way, and there are exceptions even amongst children. But we are meant to be, learn to be still. You can be in motion external, but you will lose by disconnecting your heart from the other sounds in this universe intended by Allah for you and me to feel and to hear. And when we don't learn to be still, we're not given the opportunity to our qulub to be still, and therefore to reach tranquility. طمأنينة. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. I need to be alone in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. I need to be in khalwa. Khalwa. Moments of retreat alone, not necessarily uzla, but khalwa. Moments alone, daily, first in salah, and after salah in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So salah, if I practice it properly, teaches me, for example, after salah I stay as I'm sitting in dhikr, that is my khalwa. An opportunity and chance for stillness. Let me not, as soon as I say assalamu alaykum, khalas, I go back to feeding my senses, my eyes and my ears and my body with unnecessary, superfluous energies and inputs. Stay after salah in dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't be in a hurry to move, to look right and left, regardless of what others do around you, even if it were our imam who leads us. لِكُلِّنْ حَظُّهُ لِكُلِّنْ مَقَامُهُ لِكُلِّنْ حَالُهُ. Everyone has a share, everyone has a station, everyone has a state. And Allah Azza wa Jal guides all. But sit still. Learn to enjoy, to develop uns in that moment of at least attempting to be in uns with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a chance. Like in salah, when we are moving and restless, he would exclaim subhanahu wa ta'ala in the spiritual language, "Oh my servant, were two somewhere better than me?" When I finish salah and I'm leaving and I want to go, where? Somewhere better than him? Why can I not be still and allowing the other energies that are subtle, which only will enter my heart if I prepare my heart to receive them by being first still externally? Because the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are abundant. And they come upon us always. They are roaming in spiritual space-time because they are, the gifts of Allah are spiritual gifts of Allah Azza wa Jal, anwar of Allah Azza wa Jal, of special knowledge, of special feeling, of special uns. They are his anwar, because a nur is usually always associated with light, meaning once we have light and we have the proper instrument and means like the external eyes, we're able to see clearly the objects. Anwar in the spiritual level are those divine gifts and divine lights that are necessary for the eyes of our hearts. For the eyes of our hearts to see the reality of the world as it really is, not as it seems to be externally. Those anwar that are always available from the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal to enter our hearts, like the physical light is always present to enter our physical eyes so that we can see, but if we close our physical eyes, the light will not penetrate them. If our physical eyes are clouded and obscured and sick, eyes will be of no benefit. It will not enter them, it will leave. And so, If we do not make our hearts ready to receive those lights will not land in our hearts. ربما وردت عليك الأنوار فوجدت القلب محشوا بالآثار والأغيار فارتحلت من حيث نزلت. السيد ابن عطاء الله رحمه الله تعالى says in this very beautiful, beautiful expression. He says, perchance that the anwar, these lights, these spiritual lights and gifts from the divine have come upon your hearts, have come upon you. But then they found the heart filled and saturated with signals and noise and attachments and connections and worries and concerns about the created world. They found the heart saturated with that, so they found no place for them to land. Subhanallah, so they left without finding a landing space in your heart. When I use my eyes and my ears too much, again, as we said, we're receiving that which causes all sorts of negative energies, haram sights, makruh sights in public and in privacy, let alone superfluous, lawful, halal, but superfluous and unnecessary. No, there is a lot of haram and makruh when alone and when in public. When I use my ears to receive deliberately and voluntarily sounds and words that are either haram or makruh or at least superfluous, unnecessary, then I'm filling my heart with that which will always keep me distant from Allah Azza wa Jal and keep the landing space of my heart saturated when the Noor of Allah is sent to land inside of my heart and does not find space. That's why we need to sit alone in Salah and after Salah to sit and disengage by sometimes even just closing my eyes. Closing my eyes means because I am so weak, I'm so saturated with aghyar and athar, with the vestiges of created world, the created world, the remains and the remnants, and the useless. I need to close my eyes so that I at least stop the influx. And as I close my eyes, at the same time, I intend to liberate my heart from what's in it by disengaging through muraqabah, through a sense of awareness inside of me that Allah watches. And I want to remove thoughts and feelings that come into my heart or that are inside of my heart that are improper in any sense. And I disengage. La ilaha. I disengage. No, there is no God. No, God with small g. I don't want the gods inside of me, my connections, my relations, my attachments, my drives, the negative ones, my past, my negative feelings. I want that out. La. And I don't want to allow anything inside. La ilaha illallah. And I allow Allah, 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 with all his attributes to be in my qalb. And if I feel that, if I feel some of that, if I continue to do that through this type of awareness, of muraqabah, of screening what goes inside of me and outside of my heart, and I continue that dhikr, though with my tongue, my heart learns to feel it, I begin to learn not to see, not to hear, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I keep doing that and doing that because I truly want to. Because I am a murid. I am a murid. I am one who desires, who wants Allah Azza wa Jal. And I uridu Allah, uridu qurb Allah, uridu hubb Allah. I want nearness to Allah. I want the hubb love of Allah. I want Allah. I am the murid of Allah. And the murid has already focused, has a destination. And that destination, I must never lose sight of. And therefore, I need to consistently have a diet of being alone, sitting alone, still, or developing stillness. Until that would lead me, bi-idhnillah, not to see with my heart other than Allah. Not to hear with my ears other than Allah. Not to feel with my heart and to desire with my heart and to will with my heart other than Allah. When I do that, when I continue to do that through khalwa and dhikr and muraqabah, until I do that even when I walk in the street, when I drive, my qalb learns to be still. And when I'm walking, I learn to walk, but I am not really looking at everything. I see the forest, but I don't see the trees in this case. I don't want to. I know where I am going. Not subject, inshallah, to accidents. I know, but I'm not looking at everything and receive all of the noise. I am listening, but my ears are not listening to everything. I'm aware of my environment, but I'm not listening to all sounds and every sound. And that is intended to teach me أن لا أرى بعين قلبي وأن لا أسمع بأذن قلبي ما سوى الله. That is, I repeat, intended to teach me not to see with the eyes of my heart and not to hear with the ears of my heart other than Allah. And that's why when you hear them say, our grand teachers and our grand masters and sages and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هذا لا يرى ما سوى الله وَلَا يَسْمَعُ مَا سِوَى اللَّهِ. This person sees no other than Allah, hears no other than Allah. That's oftentimes how it starts, by being physically still and practicing that and doing that and taming the nafs and disciplining the nafs to do just that, inshallah ta'ala, which we will be, inshallah ta'ala, to some level, practicing and going to do right after this session, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, as our dear old brothers and sisters, our organizers, Sheikh Mu'tasim and his team would tell us where to do that, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe in the musalla, if space would be spacious enough. If it is not, Mu'tasim says, our hearts will find space, inshallah ta'ala. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina maulana muhammadin wa ala alihi al-tahirin wa ashabihi al-mayameen wa tabi'ina lahum بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.